Major storms dumped heavy rain on the Ohio River Valley last week, killing more than 24 people across 7 states. Days later, that rainwater is moving through creeks and rivers, causing them to crest at near-record levels. Kentucky Public Radio's Justin Hicks captured the scene on the ground in the state.
It was finally a day of sunshine, and James Cornish stood with his family on the side of the highway in Frankfort, Kentucky, the state's Capitol Dome visible in the distance. They're stunned, staring at his father's and uncle's houses. Both are surrounded by brown water, inaccessible until the river goes down.
We're just looking at our family's homes. Luckily, it didn't get so high to where it's a total loss. Unlike people in the very back, as you can see, they're 4, 5, 6, maybe 6 feet deep in the water, and we only got about 18 inches.
His uncle, 78-year-old Russell Harrod, drives up in a truck. This is the first time he's seen his home since fleeing from the rising waters. He cranes his neck, trying to see if it seeped into his windows and doors.
Yeah, I don't know if it's in there or not. Yeah, it looks like I can't. If I can see that window sill, it's probably in there.
In a briefing today, Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear said 4 people have died in his state from the storm. So far, emergency managers estimate hundreds of homes are damaged or destroyed, and the crisis isn't over yet.
Not all rivers have crested, and where they have, it's going to take a while. You are still in danger if you drive through water and never go around those barricades.
Beshear says in western Kentucky and several Ohio River towns, flooding will likely continue into next week. In the meantime, the White House approved Kentucky's emergency request to help rescue and recovery efforts. Beshear says he'll seek other federal aid programs that will allow people to apply for grants to clean and repair their homes.
I certainly believe there's enough damage in a number of our counties to qualify for it. We've just got to make sure that we gather the right information.
Back in Frankfort, Charlene Quammen says her neighborhood hasn't flooded like this since she was little in the late 70s. And remembering that experience, she prepared for the worst.
You come look at my house.
Inside, couches are still stacked on top of each other and rugs are on the tables. But water never reached her first floor. Then Quammen opens the door to the basement.
When I say that we're lucky, I mean, this is lucky.
Her recycling bin is floating and bobbing in the floodwater, just about a foot below the top stair. She'll have to wait for the water to go down before she can clean, but that could take days. The National Weather Service is forecasting scattered thunderstorms for the region Wednesday night and Thursday. Officials say they could bring another half an inch of rain to some areas, prolonging the flooding. For NPR News, I'm Justin Hicks in Frankfort.